Welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society, the largest paranormal investigating organization in the Garden State of New Jersey. And I'm here tonight with Brian, our tech guru.
Yeah, finally here.
Yes. I know we've had a bit of a delay getting to recording the show this evening, so I should just set the tone right now and take my knocks. It's my fault, so Brian and I are going to be up very late tonight doing these shows because I had diarrhea of the mouth.
I'll say, my God.
But you know, my life, and Brian knows this, you can't just say, so Laura, how was your weekend? Because it's like the kiss of death in terms of initiating a conversation.
Yeah, that's something to say Saturday morning and end up Sunday night.
It was just, oh well, yeah, it was a hell of a weekend.
Yes.
Very, very drama-ridden, heavy-duty, active, busy weekend. And I'm glad it's over. How was your weekend?
Saturday sucked, the big one.
Yeah.
I had to work. I left house at 7 o'clock in the morning, and I got home at about 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, God.
With a three-hour drive time and all that.
Oh, man.
And no break.
Did they not even feed you?
No.
That's slave labor.
No, we didn't even stop to eat.
It was straight
work. And no, there's no overtime. There's no comp time.
Get out.
Yep. I love my job.
Yeah, not. Well.
But then on Sunday, I got to see 1408, so I made up for it.
Well, that's good. So, I guess people are listening to this, if they're even listening to it. Most people will probably be at Ghost World at this point by the time the show is airing. So,
or on the way.
Or on the way there. So, anyway, I'll give you the meeting announcements. We have July 26th is the first one up at bat. It's in Bogota. It's the Northeast Division, headed up by team leader Laura Lindemann. And that's in the Bogota Recreation Center, located at 162 West Main Street in Bogota. Then we have the Central Jersey Division meeting, and that's on August 1st in the Hazlitt Library, located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. There's no meeting in July, as you well know by this point. And that's headed up by team leaders Gregory and Sherry Irish. And then we have the Northwest Division meeting, headed up by Dina Chirico, team leader, on August 21st. And that's in the Community Center in Hackettstown, located at 293 Main Street in the Blue Room. I should stress that all meetings are free and open to the public. They all start at 7 p.m. and end at 8:30 p.m. Now, I have one presentation left on the mysteries of the paranormal, and that'll be, let's see, Saturday, July 28th in the Old Bridge Library at 1:30 in the afternoon. So if you're in the area, stop on by, catch the presentation, and it'll cover crop circles, Bigfoot, ghosts, all kinds of supernatural weirdness, so it should be fun. It's free and open to the public to attend as well. So that's it for meetings and stuff. Anything else new?
No.
No? We're set for a commercial break already?
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey, 07054. Happy haunting.
Hi, I'm Mark Nesbitt, and you're listening to The Deadline, a podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
It's time for Parashares.
No, it's not.
Actually, I don't want to scare you, Brian, but we have two Parashares.
And we're doing them all now?
Yep. Yeah. Parashares is where you, the listener, can send in via email your ghostly encounter or paranormal weird experience to thedeadline@njghs.net. We'll read it on the show for Parashare and share it paranormally with everybody else.
Maybe. If we ever get any.
If we get any. But we got two. So here's the first one. says, I am a former employee of Memorial Psychiatric Hospital in Albuquerque, New Mexico. The hospital closed on April 19, 2007. During the time I worked there, my colleagues and I experienced many paranormal phenomena. Voices, ghostly touches, electrical anomalies, dark shadows, apparitions, water going on for no reason, and banging noises. The sad part was that the patients with no history of hallucinations were complaining about the same things the staff was experiencing. There are certain areas in the hospital that that patients would state that they were scared because they would see, feel, and hear things. What made this believable was that different patients at different time periods, sometimes months apart, would complain about the same things in the same locations. They would have no way of knowing what had gone on before because the senses would change frequently, and staff was not allowed to talk about anything paranormal in the presence of patients. The building is almost 100 years old. It is very ominous looking. It has a morgue and a crematorium which was used during the tuberculosis epidemic in New Mexico. The building is closed and fenced off now and up for sale. I have had some experience in paranormal investigations in California. I am interested in getting into the building to take photos, EMF readings, and EVPs. My friend and I went last Thursday night and took photos and EMF readings around the outer perimeter of the hospital. We used a digital camera and three different kinds of throwaway cameras with 35mm 400-speed film. We got orbs in several of the digital and a few others in the regular cameras. The strange thing was that some of the pictures in the regular cameras were crystal clear, while others on the same roll were covered with white mist or whited out completely. This happened on all three regular cameras. We purposely bought three different makes of cameras, and it happened on all of them. Some of the digital pictures also have mist or are completely blacked out. In the areas where the pictures with the orbs were taken, the EMF instrument alarm was beeping like crazy. This is a $2,500 instrument. Can you give me some insight as to what might have been going on? Well, it sounds like you were ghost hunting and you came across some activity.
Possibly.
Yeah. You got an EMF reader? I don't know. If it's a $2,500 instrument, those little cheesy ones with the red flashing light, it definitely wasn't that at $2,500.
Yeah, but, you know, without, it's hard to say without us actually being there and
seeing
what's around, and it's kind of hard to say.
So anyway, this came to us from Doreen C. in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And Doreen, thank you for sharing your story. And if I did write back to Doreen, and I said if you could send me some of those pictures to look at, I would be in a better position to advise as to what was happening. You know, just sight unseen, I'm just getting her email. But the email is well documented. You know, I mean, she's telling the type of film and the different cameras. And so she was doing her work. I just need to see the pictures to get a better idea of if it was something paranormal occurring. Okay. Don't mind me while I fuel up on my Dunkin' Donuts here. We have another pair share. Okay. When my father passed, I'm not sure what was happening at the time he passed in the afternoon at the hospital. That evening, my mom, sister, and I were home in the bedroom at the top of the stairs. Our downstairs had no lights on at the time we were making funeral plans when we all heard the front door open. The hallway light was off. We saw a light travel across the wall like someone downstairs walked in with a flashlight, and then the door slammed shut. By this time, we were scared. My sister and I went to check things out, but found nothing. Was this my dad's way of showing he was home? My sister went back upstairs. I decided to try to communicate with what was there. I asked for any kind of a sign. I went back up the steps and proceeded towards my room, which would be straight back from the steps. On the way back from my room to my mother, I noticed something that made my heart stop. My father's old army coat, which was in the dining room, was now by the front door laying over a chair. I proceeded down the stairs and put the coat back. I asked for some more proof. As I started up the stairs and looked back, the coat was back and wrapped around one of my mother's sofa pillows that she used to holler at my dad for sitting on. I still to this day think it was his way of letting us know he was there. This is from Anthony Desimone. Pretty cool.
Very nice.
So thank you for your parishioners. And people keep sending in these stories. This is great. This is what it's all about.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator.
I'm Jane Doherty, psychic medium and author of Awakening the Mystic Gift. And you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society.
It's time for haunted trivia. Now, last week you were asked, the St. James Hotel, located in Cimarron, New Mexico, houses a couple of ghosts. There is a particular male spirit who hangs out in the kitchen and dining room. What is the name given to this spirit by the hotel staff? The answer? The Little Imp. He appears as a small man with a pock-marked face.
That's Ooh. Not PC.
What?
Politically correct.
Pockmarked face?
No, the little imp. A small man?
Well, you know.
I mean, my gosh.
It's a ghost, for crying out loud. All right, so this week's haunted trivia has a skill level of fairly challenging. The ghost of an Indian princess is spotted at the 145-foot limestone pillar in this famous vacation spot in Michigan. Michi leaped to her death when she learned that her father and a jealous suitor had murdered her lover, Jenny Wegnon. I apologize if I'm not pronouncing that correctly. Where is the Lover's Leap located? Okay, if you can name this famous vacation spot where Lover's Leap is located, be the first person to email that correct answer to hauntedtrivia@njghs.net, and you'll win what's left of the Junior Ghost Hunters t-shirts. I'm still going to have to borrow some money from dear old dad, I think, at this point, to buy shirts so we have them for Ghost World. So, although I'm dating this, because we'll already be at Ghost World when this airs anyway, so who cares? Anyway, stay tuned to the NJGHS.net website and sign up for our Yahoo groups. That's right. The link is right there on the homepage. And if you're not a member and you want to be a lifetime member and go on cemetery hunts and investigations, it's only $20 lifetime, and you can do that with PayPal, MasterCard, Visa right from the homepage, NJGHS.net. We also have the cemetery hunts listed there, so if you are a member and you want to participate, go for it. And there's 1 week left to register for the Fort Mifflin All-Nighter Investigation. If you're a member of the NJGHS, it is only $60. And if you're a non-member, it's $80, but you will get membership going forward. And again, you can register on the homepage for that as well. Okay. So right now, while you're listening to this, if you're listening to this, Brian and I are like hoofing it at Ghost World. So I know we'll have a really good debrief show a week or so after we get back.
It depends on what time they're listening to this.
Yeah.
You're already hoofing it. I might be driving there.
Yeah. Or, you know, they could listen to it after it's already over. Who knows? You know, it's up to you guys. Anyway, thanks to Brian Sant, the NJGHS technician and producer of The Deadline.
Hail to the king.
And our team leaders, Gregory and Sherry Irish, Laura Lindemann, and Dina Chirico. And always Don Slepian of DonSlepian.com for our theme song, Dance of the Dead. And, of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life you have to meet the deadline.